This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
And it's time now for my last guest of the day. Earlier on, we spoke to Jeff Richards, who had a number of trenchant criticisms to make of the Also Foundation. Joining me now on the line is the president of the Also Foundation, Jason Rostand. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, Jeff had some fairly strong things to say about the foundation, principally that it isn't doing what it's set up to do, which is look after older gays and lesbians.
Sure. Look, I didn't hear the interview with Jeffrey earlier today. I guess my first response to that would be that the Also Foundation has been set up to provide for a range of needs across the community, and as those needs have changed and as the community has changed, that what the organisation has sought to do is to consult with a range of members around how we can best respond to those changing needs, and that's what we've done.
Yeah, but isn't it true that but five of the seven original objectives of the organisation dealt with the provision of support services for the elderly and infirm and their accommodation needs?
There's been a range of views put over time about the purpose of Also Care, and I think one of the things that we've seen and that we've sought to respond to over time is a range of questions about how care funds can most effectively be used. Now, part of the argument that we've been putting for some time is that one of those lines of arguments is that Also Care should have or ought to have purchased a nursing home. A second line of argument is that there are a range of care needs that the organisation is responsible for responding to, and questions about how effectively those resources would be used to provide for a very small number of people were an aged care facility to have been purchased, for example.
Yeah, but there are other ways you could help elderly gays and lesbians, are they not, without actually buying some bricks and mortar?
Yeah, absolutely, and we recognise that need, which is why amongst a number of the activities that Also has been involved in over time has been looking at how we can better work with other organisations in the community, like Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, like Vintage Men and others, to ensure that the service providers who are working across the aged care sector are better equipped and skilled to respond to the needs of all of their residents, including GLBTI residents, which of course is our primary concern.
Yeah, I mean, one of the points Jeff raised was that he's in his 70s now, his partner's in his 80s. They've recently had to spend a fair amount of time and effort trying to find suitable accommodation for themselves, trying to find suitable support, and they got no help whatsoever from Also. There was nothing that Also does that was any help to them in their search.
Yeah, look, I saw reference to that in the letters that were published last week. To the best of my knowledge, neither Jeff nor other people have been in direct contact with Also seeking that support. And, you know, certainly had they have done, then we would have provided them with the resources and the information that we have available to ensure that they were referred to the most appropriate places. So what we've been doing over the last several years, again, is working with GLHV to bring together and to create a network of people who are working across aged care to resource them, to build their skills and capacity. And if people, you know, are interested, to contact the Also office to find out more about that work or to get leads on places where they may be able to be looking for appropriate care, then that's certainly something that we would be more than happy to provide.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and it's not just Jeff, I mean, he was just speaking on behalf of a whole group of people, but the issue that was raised, and it's been raised with me before by people who've spoken about the Also Foundation on this program, is that you do have a large amount of money there sitting in those bequests, and most of it simply seems to be used to perpetuate the Also Foundation. It doesn't. Most of it seems to be used on just keeping the organisation going, but the organisation itself actually achieves or produces very little.
I think that's an unfair criticism, to be frank. I think certainly what we as an organisation take from those kinds of comments is that we need to be doing a lot more to communicate about the work of the organisation. I think
Certainly there's lots of demands for much more transparency.
Well, the question for me is about what kind of transparency are we talking about? Are we talking about transparency in the way that financial figures are presented, which we have consistently responded to questions and offered invitations to Jeff and others? To look at those questions, I think the issue that it comes down to ultimately, I think, is that there are a range of views within the community about if, whether, and how those funds should be spent, and if they're spent, what's the priority that's given to the range of areas that the money may be used. In terms of the way that requests have been made to the organisation, we received most recently large bequests in 2007-2008. They weren't attached to particular purposes other than for the work of ALSO. And so we've been using them for those purposes. We recently undertook a round of community consultations in the development of our next strategic plan, and what those consultations revealed was that there are a very broad range of expectations about the kinds of things that also should be working on. Aged care services are one of those, but that's one of a very large number of different things that people expect that we should be working on, and so we're responding to them.
Okay. One other issue that was raised was that your forward income projections seem to assume that there's going to be a Labour victory and you're going to get a pot of money from the incoming re-elected Labour government. What happens if you don't get that money?
Yeah, no, that's also not correct. We haven't included that money in our forward projections. We receive currently funding from government for a couple of very specific projects, one in relation to sexual health and then also some money in relation to work that we're doing around anti-harassment and violence issues. So that those known resources have been factored into the forward projections, but certainly not anything that's contingent on the election. Of course, we hope that come Saturday, whatever the result is, that will be a positive outcome for the community. And so if there's extra funding that should be coming as a consequence of that, we'll be looking at how they can best be utilised.
Yeah, well, Jeff had a number of other points which we haven't really got time to go into. No doubt he'll raise them all at your AGM, which is on Tuesday, I think.
I'm sure he will. And, equally, there are many other voices that have come forward and I've had numerous conversations with who have very different views again. And
sure.
I think that level of debate is healthy for the community.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Beautiful. Thanks, Doug.
That was Jason Rostand there, the president of the ALSO Foundation.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.